and Jules. This is the Nick and Jules podcast. Whether it's a friend or a neighbour, you could employ them as your disability support worker. Visit carersolutions.com.au.
All right, we're here. The podcast has started. Nick and Jules and Em. In today's podcast, Em, one of the bits includes me telling about my friend who received a very interesting opening line on a dating app.
Ominous AF.
Yeah.
Ominous and, is the right word.
You listen a little bit later in the podcast, you can hear that. In saying that, on this podcast right now, we both thought that we had pretty good opening lines from our times on dating. I'm still using them occasionally. You're not, but you thought you had a pretty good opening line.
Am I not? Nah, just kidding.
Bodhi, if you're listening, I'm not. She's winking pretty heavily, though. All right, let's hear yours. Did you use yours on Bodhi?
Yes.
Really? Yep. So it's got a reasonable success rate.
Yes, but it's not necessarily a line. It's not like, did it hurt when you fell from
No,
heaven?
But like an opening statement.
Yeah, I've got an opening, like I had an opening way of being.
An opening way of being.
So essentially what I would do, and this, I actually met Bodhi on Bumble. So this is the one where typically, well, it's set up so that the woman speaks first. Mm. It's heteronormative, heterosexual. And it's like the woman speaks first, right?
Sure.
And in those days back when I used to, you know, be swiping through online dating apps, what I would do is I would look at the person's pictures and I would make three comments or questions based on their pictures. So for example, Nick, if you had, you know, a picture of you at the gym, you had a picture of you with your dog and you had a picture of you eating a taco, I would be like, one, what's your favorite thing to do at the gym? Two, why is your dog so cute? What's their name? And three, what's your favorite kind of taco?
Right.
Because okay. I got sick of the whole, hey, how are you? Yeah, good, thanks. Yeah. You, the end. Boring. I don't know who you are. I'm not actually, you know, invested whatsoever. So I found that if I did it like that, like formulaic, like one, two, three, they would have to respond one, two, three. Mm-hmm. And if they didn't, they're out. They're a dud.
It's a good way of sifting through.
Right. Like who's going to be willing to either do the same back to me, so answer my questions and then give a one, two, three, or, you know, at least answer my one, two, three.
Pretty good. Pretty good. It's a lot to like, it, arguably bombarding to start, but I guess that sifts out who you don't want.
Exactly.
So if you want someone that likes to be bombarded.
Well, 6 years.
Bodhi loves a bombing. Bodhi loves a bombing. He loves a bombing. What else is there to say?
Yeah, okay.
Pretty good. And you know what? You can't argue with your results.
No.
Absolutely.
Exactly.
So you tried this on multiple occasions.
Yeah.
Was this your, literally every opening was your,
yeah.
Was this?
Yeah. It was a one, two, three. But I was also not like, this isn't something that you can then mass, you know, it's not just like a, hey, how did it feel to fall from heaven? Because you can just copy and paste that. This was like, I actually had to go to the effort to look at their pictures or their profile and say stuff, right?
That's good. And I think that's probably a good default to be in because I think a lot of the time, like I find that I get a lot of, when I get messages, they're always, they are that. They're things that's like, could be bulk. Yeah. I don't necessarily think that they are bulk. I mean, they quite possibly are, but they're like, oh, this is, you've not either looked or you've got nothing to say to me and you want me to initiate.
Mm-hmm.
Like, yeah, I'm not going to do that. Mm-hmm. So if anyone ever messages me with like a, hey, or how are you? How's your week been? I go, immediately, I'm like, we're never talking.
100%.
Guaranteed.
100%. I was the same.
In saying that, I have.
I just say hey.
I don't think a hey is really, nah. They'd have to be absurdly attractive for a hey to work. And even then, it's not enough.
No.
It depends on where you're at in your life.
Yeah. Oh, gosh.
My go-to, it used to be, it's changed now because this is sort of one you could do on bulk.
Mm-hmm.
In saying that, it is, the objective of this was just to kind of find out if we would vibe because it was just kind of a bit of a, like a silly hypothetical. And then, if they could come up with something that I thought was funny or genuine or whatever reason, I'd be like, okay, we can do something here. So it used to be, hypothetically, if I was assembling like a bank heist team, what would you be bringing to the team skills-wise?
I hate that.
Don't care. It worked.
I hate that so much.
That's fine. You can't argue with the results.
What were the results? Please tell me.
I would rather not say on the podcast.
So what kind of answers are you getting from if I was assembling a bank heist team, what would you bring to the table?
Sometimes you'd get like either no response, pretty common.
Can't argue with those results.
No. Sometimes you'd get a what? And then oftentimes, you know, I would say I got a response more often than not.
Mm-hmm.
And more often than not, it would kind of tell me if they were like
bantery,
funny or yeah, bantery or something like that. Mm-hmm. And or like, you know, in some form creative. And that's what I was interested in at the time. And I was mm-hmm. like, oh, well, this is good. And I haven't used that in years. And I used to, genuinely, I thought it was good. I thought it was really good.
That's okay, as long as you thought it was good.
In saying that, well, the girls did too, so that's, you know.
You just said most people didn't respond.
Enough. I'm playing numbers. I think most did. That's just what they responded with. And then the response off the back of that was always enough for me to go, nah. Like, figure out whether or not we're going to have messages or not.
Mm-hmm.
Nowadays, it's way different. Nowadays, it's just a picture of my penis.
No, what is it actually nowadays?
Nowadays, it is generally, it's not dissimilar to yours, your
mm-hmm.
thing.
Mm-hmm.
Mine is like, yeah, because I don't do bulk mm-hmm. and I'll occasionally.
Not anymore.
I never did that on bulk.
Mm-hmm.
To those, there's no chance any of them are ever listening, but that's fine. that was never on bulk. This one's not on bulk either. But nowadays it's like more like, hey, such and such, you know, compliment something in one of their photos.
Mm-hmm.
Then ask a question based on something in one of the other photos.
Very good.
Not bad. Yeah.
It'd be very good.
Be like, hey, Danielle. Cher. Sure. hey, Cher. Nice music. What do you like? Where is that fourth photo taken? Some, you know.
Great.
Yeah. So it can't be like mass replicated.
Yeah.
That's what I'll generally do if I want to start a conversation.
Mm-hmm. If you just want to, then it's just, hey, you up.
Yeah.
Which we've,
rarely, you know. Never really ever works, does it?
No.
The only other time I'll really delineate and go away from that is when I go, oh, I think this person could be really cool. Like, I either find them, like, really specifically attractive or I think that we'd, like, specifically we've talked about my wife on the, I thought.
So it was your wife, for example.
Yeah. Well, I went for something, I moved away from that.
What are you hitting if it's your wife material?
Well, I'm not going to say what I said for the wife thing, but I commented on.
That's scary. That makes it seem like it was something.
No, I just
weird.
Don't want to know. I just don't want to say.
Okay, sure.
It's nothing. It wasn't weird, but I did a similar thing, but instead of. For the vibe that I got from the pictures and mm-hmm. what I vaguely knew about it mm-hmm. was that might not necessarily be, that might be too like nice.
Mm-hmm.
So I kind of was just like, I don't even know how to say it. She was I think.
Anyway, it doesn't matter, but can I just say, I'm
trying to find a way to say it without sounding weird.
I don't think you should change your tax, especially if you're saying the reason that you're changing your tact is because you think
wife.
It was too nice. Because
yeah.
I think the message that you've got at the moment, which is like a specific to them thing and then a question, mm-hmm. is a really good formula. And also, like, you want to seem interested, especially if it's your wife.
Oh, and for the wife message, it was definitely a like, oh, I'm interested message. Like, it was a very.
It was like, hey, you free later? Because let's go.
Let's get married. I've got a celebrant and I'm ready to go. It was a similar style message, just, you know, it was outside of the norm. Format wise, and I got a response,
mm-hmm.
But
then it fizzled away.
Well, my wife has we're currently in a separation phase. We've always been in a separation phase, actually. We're never in the opposite of that phase.
Things could have been different if you had to use your traditional formula, geez. You never know.
But I also, yeah, I don't know who's to say,
yeah, you'll never know,
you'll never know
unless you delete the chat and then rematch.
But
and
then I don't like doing that because I see girls do that sometimes, where
really.
It's like, yeah, I've definitely seen it where I've like, you know, either. Matched with them, either chatted and then unmatched for whatever reason, or have said no to them, and then it pops back up because I've been using Hinge the last like couple months,
mm-hmm.
and then it'll specifically say on their thing it's like new, like as in like it's a new profile,
right?
Like,
it's like, well, that's not
days.
A new.
It's like,
profile.
Well, I remember seeing this specific profile a while ago.
Could be a catfish.
It could. I mean, it very well could be. I suppose that's true. But and I go, okay, so they're trying to like they've either deleted it and come back. For whatever reason, maybe they were like, oh, I don't want to be on the apps. And then they realized, oh, I've got to be on the apps.
Or they had a partner for a bit.
Yeah, could have been that. Mm. So the whole range of reasons. But then I see them and I go, oh.
You're not getting my formulaic text.
No, not really. Unless, again, wildly attractive.
There's always that caveat to everything.
Where really, you know, and that's life in general. Being wildly attractive is the trump card for a lot of things.
I mean, it's sad but true.
Yeah, and that's the moral of today's podcast.
Get hotter,
be
people.
Be hot. If there's one thing you take away from this show of radio where you don't see our faces.
These yeah. voices.
Get bloody sexy. Or else. It sounds like I'm threatening.
The
I mean,
most
like,
unsexy way to say that.
I know.
Oh, God.
Get sexy, see? If you want to find yourself a guy or a gal or anything in between, get yourself a nice and honey and hot. All right, we're done. That's all the podcast can be now. We've climbed the mountain.
That's it.
The pinnacle.
We've peaked it. All get right. sexy, see?
Get sexy. We're about to go have a breakfast with Mama Bear Mel, the big boss.
Mm-hmm.
Not quite the big boss.
But our alpha.
No, but that's why he's Mama Bear.
Oh, okay.
Because there is a daddy bear.
Who's the daddy bear?
Daddy Bear Blair.
That makes sense. It rhymes.
Yeah, but we don't really. No.
I've never had breakfast with Daddy Bear.
I've had breakfast.
That's true in my real life too.
Weirdly, I've had breakfast with your daddy bear. Whoa.
What do you mean? With my actual biological father?
Who's to say?
You've had breakfast with Blair?
Yeah, absolutely. Yeah.
With our daddy bear?
With Daddy Bear Blair. Yeah, I've had breakfast with Blair several times.
I'm jealous.
Yeah, well, to be fair, when I was in Queensland, I was a lot closer to Daddy Bear Blair, so I would see him
totally.
More often.
That's fine.
Now we see him on a screen. I wouldn't have seen Daddy Bear Blair in person for like a year.
Mm.
Sometimes you'd bump into Daddy Bear Blair when I was in the Brisbane offices. I'd go, oh!
Daddy Bear Blair, is that you?
Spooked me because I was Goldilocks.
Right.
So I was scared of Daddy Bear.
Fair. Totally fair.
And, you know, still yet to meet Baby Bear.
Who would be Baby Bear? Surely we're the Baby Bears.
No, we're Goldilocks.
Oh, right.
So, Baby Bear would be someone that's like in a position of, is like probably a managerial position, but is like fine.
So well, maybe, I won't name names, but I can think of one.
I can think of one? Are we thinking of the same one?
Probably.
Yeah, I guess that makes the most sense, doesn't it?
Yeah, and they would be a bit.
I don't agree with it. I don't love it, but it makes the most sense. Anyway, all right, we're done. Have a good day, everyone. Let's go have brunch with Mama Bear Mel. Brunch with Mama Bear Mel.
I've been talking a lot of trash about my grandma recently.
God, just easy, low-hanging fruit.
100%. I'm staying with her. And, you know, I have been feeling a little bit bad about how much rubbish I've been talking about my grandma.
Well, she's done nothing but kindnesses to you, so.
Here's the thing. I'd like to bring you some treasure talk this morning.
The opposite of trash talk. All
That's right.
So some nice stories about your grandma.
Yes. My grandma, bless her, actually is like a really cool woman. Of course, she's letting me stay with her. Thanks so much. And
she's barely charging me anything.
And we've been doing this cute little kitchen roster where one of us will cook dinner one night and then the other the next. So every second night we're making dinner for each other.
Yeah.
And her dinners for me are very grandma dinners. You know, it's like a piece of fish with some salad and maybe a potato. Or it'll be like a pork chop, some veggies, and some potato.
The three, it has to be like a protein,
That's right.
a side, and a veggie.
Yeah, yeah, very, very traditional grandma dinners, right? And I've been kind of making her all my favorite things because I want to eat what I want to eat, you know?
Girl dinner.
Girl dinner. So I made her some sun-dried tomato pasta the other day. And last night.
Oh, that's pretty nice. Yeah.
Yeah, it was creamy sun-dried tomato pasta, blitzed. It was actually really stunning, Nick. And
all right. So there, Matt Preston.
My kitchen rules. If you want to give me a call, go ahead. So last night I made her nachos, which I love to make. And
did you make, you know, you prepare nachos. There's not that many steps. You didn't make the corn chips or the cheese.
No, but I made the sauce.
You put them all in a plate together.
No, I made the spice mix. I made that, like I cut up the onion. I put it all. Okay, sure. I put together.
Okay, I went to the shops and I bought some corn chips.
Actually, she went to the shops and bought corn chips.
All right. So it was obviously a split night. Yeah.
Anywho, so she really enjoyed the nachos, like so much.
Yeah, nachos are a winner, generally speaking.
But it was honestly, it was so cute to watch because also she doesn't usually use her hands to eat because she's, you know, a lovely lady.
Mm.
And she was eating her hands to eat the corn chips and like a bit of corn chip will like fall off and hit the plate and she'd be like, oh! You know, get a bit startled by the corn chips. It was so,
startled by the corn chips.
It was so cute.
Just scared.
It was so cute. And halfway through, I was like, Ma, have you ever had nachos? And she was like, no. She's 83 years old.
Wow.
Never had nachos. loved them so much that she put the nachos, chips and all, into the freezer so she can eat them when I'm not there.
Okay, well, you know, Grandma's about to find out that that does not reheat.
Well, I said that it'll be soggy, and she was like, I'll just put some extra corn chips in. And I was like, yes, whatever you need.
You go for yourself. Go for it. You know, we don't want you to wait another 83 years to have nachos again.
Exactly. But that's not even the cutest part. As I was putting the nachos on the table, we had, like, you know, a whole setting with everything, placemats and everything. I'm putting the nachos out, and she disappears for a bit. And I'm like, Ma, where'd you go? Like, what's happening? She comes back just before we're sitting down to eat. She's brushed her hair, put on lipstick.
Wow.
Really, like, dressed up for the occasion. So cute. I'm sitting there in my pajamas. I feel like a real beep.
not the exact opposite of what Grandma is doing.
Exactly.
You're assuming that she's putting it on for you at dinner.
Because we
go to bed quite early for this job. Who's to say Grandma's not out in the town?
Oh my gosh.
She's single. She's ready to mingle. She's out there. She's looking for a new granddad. And the Victorian government, they're looking after you. They say they're looking after you. Sometimes they make decisions where, as Victorians, we go, oh, I don't know what you're doing there. But this decision they're about to make and set into a place rules affecting taxis across the state could actually save you a bit of cash. And as I've been reading up on this, I go, I didn't know that this was a thing that taxis did. And I feel like I might have been ripped off for years.
Really?
So Victorian government, they are looking to bring into effect rules and I guess regulations around the taxi industry. It's going to make them have flat fares. So it's like the second you hop in the taxi, meter starts running. The second you stop it, meter stops, right?
Which you actually assume is the way taxis work.
That's what I thought the deal was.
That is what you think of when you think of how a taxi works.
And so when government was like, hey, this is what we're going to do, I said, what have we been doing up until now? Turns out, and this is going to sound stupid because everyone listening is going to go, well, obviously.
Yeah.
But I didn't realize, apparently up until now, they've been doing like surge pricing and it's kind of just like they can kind of make up whatever the fee's going to be.
Yes. You've never hopped in a taxi and they've been like $40 and you're
I just thought they were always expensive. That's why I don't try to avoid taking them. So whenever I've had to take one to the airport, I've just gone, geez, that's a bit expensive, but I guess that's just taxis.
Wait, so they've been giving you the price when you sit in there? Like you get in and they go $180 and you go, whoa, that's a bit expensive. And then you just do it.
Pretty much I go and I go, ballpark, what's it going to cost? And they go like, they tell me and I go, oh, it's a bit. But I go, I just always assume that was because of taxis.
But do they have the meter running as well?
I've never seen the meter. And now the Victorian government's coming at me like, they're going to have to run it the second you hop in the car. And they're not going to be able to do surge pricing. And I go, again, didn't know. I didn't know that haggling was an option.
You're
I didn't know.
So funny. I'm like, that's so
how much
wild.
Money have I wasted over the years for
I'm
not
say
knowing
at least a few thousand.
For not knowing how taxis work. When I have had to like order taxis and like get them, they come to the house and like I've got to get them for like an early morning flight because I couldn't get like arranged friends or family at that time. And I go, oh, it's $50. I recently paid to go from my house to an airport out in Regional Vic up on the border. This is like at the start of the year for something I was doing. I paid like $55 to travel the equivalent of 5Ks.
No.
And I was like, this is just life. This is just taxis.
That's so wild.
So now I'm just, like I said, the Victorian government has its flaws, but honestly, they're out here and they're protecting idiots. Like me, so thank you very much. Catching up with a friend of mine over the weekend, he's on dating apps, and he received an opening message that he said made him nervous and scared.
Did it just get colder in studio? Because I'm feeling a little nervous and scared.
I like to set the scene. I like to set the mood here in the station.
So you've turned the thermostat down?
Yep. And I like to foster a sense of nervousness. And that's what he said. He said, I felt really nervous when I got this message from this girl. Her opening line was, he says, kind of scary to receive.
Surely a good option for an opening line is just like a classic, hey.
It's not great, but it's better than nothing.
Sure.
And it's not weird.
Scary.
Yeah, exactly.
Or nervous inducing.
It's not off-putting. It's lazy and it can be boring, but it's none of the really bad things. So this girl messages him and goes, you don't remember me, do you?
You don't remember me, do you? That's ominous. How does that mean?
Exactly right. And I said, did you remember her? And he goes, no.
So she was right.
She was correct. Oh, it was a correct assertion.
But where is she from?
Exactly. I said to him, what part of your life? I said, like, we're quite good friends. Do I know her? He goes, no, you would have no idea who she is.
Wait, what if it's a pickup line and it's like, you don't remember me, do you? And then he panics and, you know, freaks out. But then her response is like, from your dreams.
Well, that's funny. It's funny you say that because he goes, they had a bit of back and forth because he goes, oh, no, sorry, I don't. I'm sorry. I'm so sorry. It's really rude of me. I don't remember you.
Uh-huh.
And she goes, oh, that's, I mean, that's weird. Like, I would have thought you would have. There's a bit of back, a bit of a few exchange messages of that's strange. And he goes, is this a line? Is this, okay. So is this, so he identified, he goes, you know, is this maybe a weird pickup line? She goes, absolutely not. This is not a pickup line. I'm just shocked you don't remember me. And he was like, look, okay, look, this is all funny back and forth, but genuinely, how do we know each other? Because I'm an adult with the memory of an adult. How do I have no recollection of who you are? She's implying that they like dated or something. And he's like, I don't date that many people.
But also, if your position is to say you don't remember me, do you? You're almost assuming that that person wouldn't remember you. So surely it's like, did you just see this person at the supermarket? Like, what do you mean?
And I'm like, she's come in. She's vindictive. She's like, how dare you not remember me?
Mm-hmm.
Don't you know how good I am? You don't know how good you could have had it.
Right.
And then so he's like, yeah, well, how did we know each other? She's like, oh, we matched on like Tinder like 5 years ago. And he's like, okay, and? And she goes, yeah, I just thought the vibes were off. I was like, sorry, what? What? So we didn't date, we never met in real life. She goes, I don't think so.
But so then you've matched with this person again to tell them that you matched with them before and that the vibes were off?
5 years later.
The vibes are off because your vibes are off, whoever you are.
You might be insane. She's recognized his photo from the same, like he must have used a similar looking photo or the same photo like 5 years later. And she's going, I know who this guy is. How dare he not know who I am?
But if the vibes were off, why do you even want to match with him again?
And I think that he's fine. I think completely you're the ones turning. The vibes were at neutral. They're at room temperature. And then she's immediately, you know, dumped him. She's turned the thermostat off and just, you know, it's cold as.
It is chilling. That is a chilling story.
So anyway, they're going on a date this weekend. So we'll see how that goes.
Nick and Jules. That was the Nick and Jules podcast. Whether it's a friend or a neighbour, you could employ them as your disability support worker. Visit caresolutions.com.au.